we'll move on to Treasurer's Report. Mr. Hopkins?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Tonight, I don't have a formal report. This time of year, we're relatively in a lull in the Treasurer's Office, and that's a good thing. Our audits are done and completed, and we've reported on that. And we're now preparing, really, for the upcoming end of fiscal year and start of the new fiscal year, July 1st. So, if it so pleases the Board, I can just move into my recommendations and review each of those. Tonight, I have five resolutions or recommendations in front of the Board. The first one is a change to our permanent appropriations. The change that you'll see here that's attached, it's available online for the audience here, as I know it's going to be very small on the screen behind me. But essentially, the only changes that are happening, we're moving some money around in between accounts. But the one that I do want to point out is I am asking the Board for a $30,000 increase in purchase services. Now, first and foremost, we are still significantly under where we forecasted for the year to the tune of about $618,000. The $30,000 increase at this time is to, the administration has been working to find a way that would transfer our electronic student records into a digital format. And we are ready to bring the Board contract on that proposal. But in order for me to sign a contract, I would need to have money available in the appropriations. So this would move forward, would allow us to bring the contract to the Board at the next Board meeting and move forward. The cost of that is going to be roughly around $20,000 a year for over the next 5 years. But I'm adding $30,000 at this time for some of the initial startup costs as well. The second resolution is to advance funds. We do have two advances I would ask the Board to do. The first one is the Stadium Turf Fund. This is an advance of $20,000. In January, we did pay our second debt payment for the Stadium Turf. We are in the process of collecting the annual agreement from UH St. John, but we have not received the money yet. So I'm asking the Board to advance the funds. I do expect this to be returned in the near future and certainly before the end of the fiscal year. But we are working with St. John for that payment. I also have a small one there for our wellness grant. Again, the grant for our wellness fund is supplied by our Suburban Health Consortium. But we've made some purchases before we've received the funds, but we do have a commitment for those funds from Suburban. I have some then and nows. First and foremost, I want to point out that the Connect, which is our internet provider and also provides core services such as PowerSchool, IEP Anywhere, as well as our EMIS. This amount is not unexpected, nor was it not planned for. So we have the money available for this. This is simply because of the way that they wrote their invoice. They wrote it as a July 1st invoice. And we did not have a PO in place at July 1st. So going back here, making sure that we cover all of our bases, I am asking for a then and now. Again, this has been planned all along. This is similar to our previous years in the expenses for these services. This is not unexpected by any means. The next one on there for Epiphany Management is actually an auxiliary school, a non-public funds. It does not directly affect the district. We do have our Ohio School Board Association. The board had approved in January at our organizational meeting joining for this amount. This is the exact amount. Again, they dated the PO, or they dated the invoice January 1st. So I'm asking for a then and now. And then we have Suburban School Transportation, where we had some billing that came in late. If you look at it there, it says extended school year for 2017. The next one, we do have a few payment in lieu of transportation that's been passed on to the board for your review. It is not many, but it is an addition for a couple schools that we are asking the board to approve. And then the last one that I have in front of the board here tonight is an approval for the replacement of the high school track. The resolution is to entering into an agreement with Maumee Bay for approximately $107,000. This will cover the removal of the current track surface and replacement with a surface called crumb rubber. We're procuring it through a consortium, which is allowed under the law. This avoids us going through formal bidding processes, which adds expense. We can work with a number of different vendors that are through consortium pricing, where we still have a good solid price that's allowable, that we don't have to go through formal bid and save the expense there. So those are my recommendations. If it so pleases the board, I can combine all of them into one, unless you'd like them separate.
I'm okay.
I'll pass this back down to you.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations for A, B, C, D, and E?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes.
When will they start on the track?
I'm going to defer to Mr. Kosovar if you could. The question was, when would they start on the track?
Yeah, they're scheduled to start in June. We're going to try to take it probably the first of...
They're scheduled around the middle of June. We will get them around the 15th. And it should only take a couple, 2 to 3 weeks. Once they take the track off, we'll see what the subsurface looks like and if it needs any more patching or crack fill. And that may lengthen it by a week, but it should be within that 3 week time frame. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We'll move on to superintendent recommendations, Mr. Carter. Thank you. I just have a few that I'm going to touch on. Many are pretty standard for our agendas. I always like to read the gifts and donations separately. We would like to thank Dr. Megan Barlow, care of Megan Barlow and Associates. Dr. Megan Barlow held a 2-hour parent education information session where she donated her time, knowledge, skills, as well as folders containing informational materials to the preschool parents at Hilliard Elementary School. The Bee Spot at Crocker Park donated a $50 gift card and t-shirt for the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary School. Cleveland Monsters donated 2 lower bowl seats to a 2017-18 Monsters regular season home game for the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary School. Firehouse Subs of Rocky River donated 4 free sub coupons for the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary School. The Gap, care of John Kubik, donated a Canon EOS Rebel T3i camera to the art department at Westlake High School. Hilliard PTA donated $1,800 to the One School, One Book program at Hilliard Elementary School. Highland Software donated $500 to the One School, One Book program at Bassett Elementary School on behalf of Richard Eagle as part of Highland's Matching Gifts program. Jackie and Joe Massa donated $100 to the Nick Massa Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. Tony and Mary Beth McIntyre donated a Jupiter saxophone and Nilling 171 F Summit Deluxe 3/4 cello to the band department at Westlake High School. The Mellow Mushroom of Rocky River donated a $25 gift card to the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary. Key Lab Corporation donated a QUV solar eye weathering test equipment to the TechMates Club at Westlake High School. Allison Smith and the Smith family donated a Kinnebar kinesthetic tool to Holly Lane Elementary School. Tremont Scoops of Cleveland, Ohio donated a $15 gift certificate and t-shirt for the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary School. And Helen and Gilbert Weber donated $200 to the Nick Massa Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. We thank all of them for their generous donations to our schools. Going through the other agenda items, a couple that would be a little bit different. We have home instructors, we have some title tutors. Those are pretty standard. We do have an inter-district service agreement contract with the Educational Service Center of Cuyahoga County. This first one, we do hire some staff through the ESC We have some intervention specialists for preschool, speech, language, pathologists, two of those, one for 188 days, one for 112. A psychologist for 199 days, another one for 188 days, and an intern psychologist, which really isn't a cost to us. And that's about all, but that's what that contract is agreeing to. It's for related services, mostly in special education. There's another agreement on here, an interagency agreement with the Cuyahoga County Division of Children and Family Services. What this is guided by a federal mandate where we have to not only track but make sure that students who end up in foster care are receiving the appropriate services. And this is an agreement that really doesn't cost us anything, but it's in place so that they can track our students and be able to help them. If you do open and look at number two, you'll see the number of school districts who participate in this, and it's very common. And this board does. In addition to that, I don't know if we have anything that is really unusual, other than we are looking to approve a Westlake High School foreign exchange student. We do look at these organizations to make sure we have dealt with them in the past, and this particular organization we have. And then there is the Latin Club overnight field trip. Typically, we only bring field trips to the board where they are overnight field trips, and this one in particular is for the Latin Club to travel to Columbus. And there aren't any questions, I would typically do 5A in 7-1. And with what we have here, I would recommend bundling 5B through 5E.
I do have one question. The Latin Club, the expenses are not
for? No. The expenses are done through their fundraising, and it says, we put on here that the funds were earned from Mally's Chocolate Fundraiser, which we do a lot of. So that's not a bad thing because I like those cards. Is there a motion to approve Superintendent Recommendation 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I'd like to say thank you to all of our citizens for your generosity. Thank you for your gifts and donations. Thank you for reaching out to us. We recognize you.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve Superintendent Recommendations 5B through 5P?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
No, we're good.
Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We now have a second hearing of the public. Is there anyone that would like to address the board at this time? If you would, please step up to the podium. State your name and address.
Hello, my name is Shelly Rises, 26026 Cobblestone Way, Westlake. And I just wanted to come before you tonight and tell you that I oppose your standard drug testing that you want to do in the school. I've sent you all a letter previously, and you will have another one coming. And the reason why I oppose it is because there is no scientific evidence that says it works. So I think it's kind of a waste of money. I would like to see that money spent somewhere else in more education or counseling. In the last letter that I gave you, present to you. I gave you a list of professional expert organizations that also do not agree with it either. Some of those being the American Academy of Pediatrics, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the National Center for Addiction and Substance Abuse, the National Education Association, Students for Sensible Drug Policy, the Annenberg Public Policy Center for the University of Pennsylvania, the National Association of Social Workers, the Association of Addiction Professionals, and also the DEA when they mention their drug programs. They refer you to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, and nowhere in there do they recommend drug testing. It's all about education and skill building and positive school environments. As a matter of fact, only 18% of the schools nationally have this program in effect. When this was approved by the Supreme Court back in 2002, the dissenting judges, well, actually Ruth Ginsburg, said that she thought the program was unreasonable, capricious, and even perverse because it targets a student population that is least likely to be at risk for illicit drug use and also for their damaging effects. So I guess when you're considering your policies, that you might consider that most policies are shaped by evidence and not by short-term social pressures. That's it.
Mrs. Brises, is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session? You're right, Mr. Finnegan. Thank you. Board comments.
I would just like to reiterate what Superintendent Goggins said about what happened this week at the high school, the collaboration with the administration and our resource officer, Officer Forkin. And the students all work collaboratively together. And again, trying to keep the awareness of what happened in Florida live, and I was glad that it went very well. So thank you everyone for involved.
Yes, I was very proud of our students. I watched it streaming online, and they conducted themselves very respectfully. The speakers were very good, and I was proud of them, and I do think that they need to be heard. They deserve to be heard, and good job.
I know I'm not a board member, but I will tell you that the most stressful time of the whole thing was a 4-minute moment of silence with hundreds of high school kids. I've never seen hundreds of high school kids stand so quietly, and those 4 minutes, I got to tell you, and I have some high school kids here, very proud of how respectful you all were, so thank you.
And that's all I was going to say as well, watching that, as a former administrator, just the self-awareness, the self-direction of our students is to be commended. That is what Educating for Excellence really means. It's about having our students have confidence in their voice, but be respectful of our rules. They reached out to our administration before they even did the walkout, and that's to be commended as well.
Thank you. The board will adjourn to executive session to discuss the preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with employees. Board will not make any decisions in executive session or make any decisions outside of executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session?
So moved. Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
adjourn into executive session at 6:41 p.m. Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.